You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with authors, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with author Adrian Gostick, New York Times best-selling co-author of The Carrot Principle and All In. Adrian is an employee engagement consultant for some of the world's largest companies and co-founder of The Culture Works, a global training firm. Adrian Gostick lives in Park City, Utah. Adrian, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
And the pleasure is ours as well. Good to have you today. So first of all, tell us about the extensive research that went into writing What Motivates Me, which includes the results of interviews with 850,000 people. That is phenomenal.
Well, thanks, Eric. Our new book's called What Motivates Me, and this is our capstone work. We've been working on this for the last three or four years. We've compiled now more than 850,000 research participants. We've worked with Towers Watson. We've worked with other researchers. And what we were looking for is to figure out what exactly motivates people at work. You know, we've all had those days where we love going into work. We have a skip in our step. We've also had those jobs where we sort of dread going in on Monday. Well, what's the difference? And what we found is that motivation is a very individual thing. We've identified 23 different motivators that motivate people, but the trick is in identifying what are your top motivators. And they're going to be very different than other people. But if you're able to identify those motivators, you're then able to figure out things that could be more rewarding about your work and avoid some things that are more frustrating.
What is most surprising about what you've discovered along the way?
Well, one of the things we found, Eric, was that, you know, we've read a lot of researchers, some very, very famous psychologists and other authors who say, look, there are three things that motivate people. And others will say, no, there's five. But what we found from all these people is that motivation is very individualized. There are more than 20 motivators that can motivate us. Some things like creativity or learning. For other people, it's money or recognition. For others, it's having fun at work or maybe working in a great team environment. And still others, it's excelling or problem solving. So with all this, we found that really motivation is very individualized. And with the book, we created an online test that you take with some psychologists that helps you figure out really what your motivators are. And what's been really most surprising, I think, for me, is not only that the vastness of understanding this idea of motivation, that it's really individualized to us, but also that our motivations change over our lifetimes. You know, what motivated us when we were leaving college is usually very different when we have our first kids or when we're nearing a second act in our career in our 40s or 50s or when we're ready to retire.
You stated earlier that those who are happy and energized come Monday morning have taken control of their careers. How does your book help people to do that?
Well, one of the things we found when we wrote the book, actually, it was interesting. We submitted the book, and our editor is a brilliant woman, and she said, hey, you know, I understand your claims. I understand your research. She said, but what do I do with this? She said, you know, great, you've told me that motivations are important. And she pushed us to develop a set of exercises that are in the book. And they really push you to go through your current work situation and think about where you can add, alter, and transfer. And the idea is, what can I add to make my work a little bit more fulfilling? What responsibilities? What can I alter a little bit? You know, maybe I work in customer care, but it's not fulfilling me for some reason, but it should because I'm a caregiver. So you figure out through our exercises what's frustrating you. And finally, are there some responsibilities you can transfer? Are there things that you can transfer to somebody else on the team or push off completely that are frustrating you? Or there are ways in doing them in a different way that might be more fulfilling to you.
Today we are joined by Adrian Gostick, a New York Times best-selling co-author of The Carrot Principle and All In here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Adrian, what are some of the myths of motivation and how can we overcome those?
Yeah, Eric, that's a good question. What we found, a couple of things. First off, is that you know, there's this strong belief out there that money is not a motivator. I mean, you know, all of us sort of listening are small business owners or entrepreneurs. We go, yeah, sure it is. But there is this philosophy out there in leadership circles that money doesn't motivate people. And what we found is actually it does motivate some people. They are the reward driven. They're really driven by money. Now, other people, it's not a motivator. And so, again, as we found in What Motivates Me, motivation is very individualized. And we can't draw these big blanket statements. For instance, you know, that everybody's motivated in the same way, or everybody wants to climb the corporate ladder. Well, that's not true, because a lot of people don't. But they just don't know how to further their careers. And what we're talking about with this idea that we introduced called job sculpting is that you're able to take somebody's work life and you're able to do a few more things that they find rewarding, a little less of what they don't. And so job sculpting was something that really helps with that. Another myth we found, too, is that sort of you have to quit and go find your dream job. And as we know, there are very few dream jobs, and unless you, you know, play professional sports or you're a professional model or something. For most of us, we have to create jobs that are more fulfilling for us. And what we found is most people didn't have to leave and quit their jobs to do this. They could sculpt the jobs they were in to be a little bit more engaging for them.
One of your chapters focuses on job sculpting. What are some job sculpting techniques for those that are listening in?
Well, in addition to what I've mentioned about adding, altering, and transferring, and those were key, another idea that when we're working on this idea of job sculpting, we have to find mentors. Now, in some cases, it's your manager you're going to work with, but in other cases, it could be just somebody that is in a position of seniority in your company or elsewhere, maybe in your industry, and you try and find somebody who can help relate to what you're going through. Somebody who can be a sympathetic ear. Now, for managers, many of the people listening to your show are managers. They manage people or they manage projects. And what I would recommend there is that you have your entire team take the assessment that we're talking about here, because you can start figuring out what are the motivators of the people on your team. For instance, Chester and I, Chester is his number one motivator is friendship. His top seven include ideas like fun and teamwork and service. So he's a builder. He's a very strong building kind of person. I'm a really strong thinker. I'm all about creativity and learning and variety. I'm driven to create. So we can think about ways that we sort of bump up against each other that we hadn't really identified before. Chester, when we're doing a video project, say, always wants to use the same videographer. And I want to use somebody different. We sort of butt heads about that. But I realize now he's driven by friendship. That's his number one motivator. And I go, okay, I'm driven by creativity. He starts understanding, oh, Adrian wants to use somebody new to learn. And so you can see the positives and the negatives that come out from learning this, or the cautions. But as we think about, if he's driven by friendship, well, who do we send in to work with a new group that we're just creating a relationship with? Obviously, Chester. He's going to build those friendships. And who do we turn to when we need sort of the next big idea for the organization? Well, we turn to me because I'm driven by creativity. I want to create new things. And it's very motivating for me. So you can see how the energy levels in an organization will rise as you start worrying just a little bit about what could be motivating assignments for your people.
Really interesting information. Certainly have enjoyed so far where we've gone with this. If you would, tell us about the online assessment tool that comes with the book and how it can help people.
The online assessment was built by Gene Greaves and Travis Bradbury. They're the authors of Emotional Intelligence 2.0. This took more than a year and a half to develop. It was built with not only psychologists, but psychometricians, and there are more than 100 questions that really position and pinpoint what drives you at work. And what's been really interesting, the report you get is 40 pages long. It gets into really what your motivators are, but there are also strategies in there, too, that say, here's how you can accomplish more with what your motivations are at work. And so not only will we give you your top 23 motivators from 1 to 23, but also your top 3 identities. We did a factor analysis in the research, and those 23 motivators boiled up into 5 identities. So we didn't just take guesses. We said, this is where the research is leading us. And we found ideas like there are people who are achievers or builders or caregivers, the reward-driven and thinkers. And so the idea with this is you can start, and many people start referring themselves in these terms. I am a very strong thinker, but I've also got some reward-driven tendencies. You know, I think it's important to be recognized for your work. So it's really interesting to see how we start framing ourselves from this report, from the assessment that comes with a book. This is the most scientifically valid survey of motivation that's ever been done. And so as you plug in your data, you know that you're going to get a very accurate picture. And what's been really fun for me is to hear people say, yeah, that really looks like me. However, I found things that I was surprised by, and I realized, yeah, my motivations have changed. You know, one fellow was telling me, he says, I was so convinced I would be achievement-driven, reward-driven, it's all about money. But he said, I came out to be a builder and a caregiver. He says, I'm starting to think about it. I'm getting near the end of my career, and developing others is much more important to me than making money, but I hadn't seen that in myself. He says, now I'm able to take that information and work a little bit on my job to develop others, to serve others, to build stronger teams, and quit worrying about those things that just aren't as important to me anymore.
Well, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Culture Works, your firm, and where is the easiest place or location to pick up your book?
Oh, thanks, Eric. Yeah, it's theCultureWorks.com. The book is available at any fine bookstore. Go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and order it. And when you get the book, you get the free assessment with it, and which is really fun. And we also have a little offer going on our website right now that if you buy one book, we're going to send you an extra assessment so your spouse or your partner or kid can take it as well, and you can sort of compare and contrast your results. That's a lot of fun.
Sounds like it. Certainly would like to check that out myself. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip along the lines of our discussion today?
I think one thing I would say, too, is this is not only good for our professional lives, but these are ideas that we can use in our personal lives as well. That one thing we found in the research is that when people are more motivated at work, they're 150% more likely to have a happier life overall, and we all understand that. And yet we get so wrapped up in our day-to-day work that we just don't take a little bit of time to think about what would be more motivating for us. So what we're pushing people to do is, look, this doesn't take months and months. Within a couple of hours, you can really figure out what's frustrating you right now and what could give you more joy and satisfaction in your work. And, you know, we spend more time at work than we do at home. We might as well make this the best part of our day if we can.
We've been speaking with Adrian Gostick, a New York Times bestselling co-author of The Carrot Principle and All In. Adrian is an employee engagement consultant for some of the world's largest companies and co-founder of The Culture Works, a global training firm. And once again, the website of reference is theCultureWorks.com. Adrian, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It was a delight. Appreciate it.
You bet. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.